Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal, Jay Greason, Wells Guthrie, cranking the Rolling Stones, producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific Thursday. Well, next Thursday at this time, we will be just hours away from UTC kicking off the Rusty Wright era against Eastern Illinois at Finley Stadium. That's right, 1 week, and the Mocs are kicking things off. And it is a pleasure to be joined again by Rusty Wright. Coach, how are you today?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all?
We are doing fine. I've been covering college football for 30 years, and I have never used, I've never heard a coach use the word, "I'm content," 1 week before the start of a season. What has you most concerned about these last few days before you become a head coach in game action for the very first time?
Oh, man. Look here, I think about everything right now. I mean, it's, a lot of things are keeping me up, so I promise you. Can we snap it? Can we hold it on an extra point? Can are the chains going to be okay? Are we wearing the right socks? I mean, it's a lot more than I used to have to worry about this time of year, I promise you. So, no, we're thinking about a lot of things.
You know, you had some really colorful quotes in last week's Times Free Press with Lindsey Young about the performance in your second scrimmage. And I guess this is kind of a two-part question, Rusty. The first would be, how have they responded since then? And then the second part would just be, how tough is it to have that juice and that energy that you were looking for every single day? I know you've gone mostly or almost entirely in the mornings, and so you're beating the heat a little bit, but it's still hot as all get out. So how do you kind of, you know, make sure there is that juice? And again, how have they responded since you came out with those quotes?
You know, we have practiced better. And I guess I was disappointed in the scrimmage and just the way, you know, there was no life or we didn't handle that surrounding. You know, like I said, I only want to go to Finley for two reasons, and that's to go play in a football game or go over there and do the situations under the lights and practice with a purpose and not – I don't want to use it. I want those guys to feel that place as being a special place to go. I mean, we're down there on the river practicing now, and don't get me wrong, it's a beautiful place. But when you go over there, there's a reason we load a bus and go over there, and it's to try and win a football game. So when we show up over there to practice, that's a mentality we have to have, and I think we just check the box. And they were tired. I knew they were a tired football team, and that's the way I wanted it. But I don't think we handled things emotionally from that standpoint to where football's not a game you can just walk out there and click, here we go. I mean, you got to get your mind right before you get out there when you're running into people. And that's what I was – and I was frustrated because I put too much on them. I was disappointed in myself. I learned from that night. We had done too much during the day and tried to do too much leading up to that scrimmage, and that's on me. And I told those kids that. I took full responsibility for that day. And they have responded, and that's our problem right now is we're just not consistent enough on a daily basis to be really good. We can be okay. We don't handle our business on a daily basis, and I'm talking everything from going to treatment to practicing the right way to making sure we finish class, making sure we're doing workouts. And that's something we, you know, seniors and juniors got to get younger guys doing, and younger guys got to do it, and seniors have to do it, lead by example. And those are things we're working on a daily basis here.
You know, I mentioned that most of your practices have been in the morning. I would assume that throughout your career, you've had your share of afternoon workouts and morning workouts. Given just the heat indexes that we've had this month in Chattanooga, how much of a benefit do you think it has been to go in the mornings?
You know, it's hot, man. It's August. July, it's August. I mean, what are we going to do? You know, I mean, it's hot. You got to go practice. Crap, high schools are going to play two nights from now, or last night somebody played, you know.
Right.
And I mean, it's hot. It is what it is. And if you don't want it to be hot in the South, or you don't want to be where it's hot, move to Canada or go further or something. I don't know what else to tell you. But we got to – I just don't understand why everybody said, well, it's hot, y'all got to be careful out there practicing. We got all the trainers and support people that is not going to let anything happen to anybody. And, you know, usually the guys that get – hurt and dinged up and things like that, and the heat gets to them, You know, those are the guys that usually push themselves harder than anybody else. But we practice in the mornings. Basically, I started doing that so they could go to school in the afternoon. They wouldn't have to come back and be involved with us after 11 o'clock. They were taking classes, going to study hall, going to tutoring, doing those things, because I felt it was important that we've got to do better in the classroom, first and foremost, as a group. And I think that'll help us in the long run playing football.
You're listening to first-year UTC football coach Rusty Wright. The Mocs are 1 week away from opening this season inside Finley Stadium against Eastern Illinois. You're listening to Rusty here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
Coach, just between you and me, have you had any problem with any of your players having frostbite on their feet?
No, sir. Not that I know of. You know, we try to find those cooling insoles and those kind of things when it's hot. But I'll be honest with you, it's not bad, man. It's. I tell you, you go down there as practice field. 8:30 in the morning, it's 75, 78 degrees. It's humid. Don't get me wrong, it's humid, but it's beautiful down there. I think it's nice weather, actually. Now, 10:30, it gets a little steamy. I'm not going to lie, it gets a little steamy, but it's not too bad. It wasn't like it was yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock, 100 degrees, you know, with the heat index. So we got it pretty good. So
You gave a great answer about how you stay awake at night thinking about all the different things from socks to coverages to kickoff teams to holding the ball on a PAT. What keeps you awake at night about how you may have to handle your first game as a head coach?
Everything. I mean, I think you run yourself through, you try and run through scenarios, situations, and what you may do at this time and how you're going to handle, you know, 3rd and 10 and make a call for holding. Do we take the penalty and back them up knowing we're going to get better field position, or we get our butts off the field? I mean, there's all kind of, I promise you, I spent a lot of time in here going back through games and thinking and watching old film and just scenarios and all that. I just hope I make it when we come out of the tunnel for pregame. I hope I go to the right sideline. That's my biggest thing right now. So, you know.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, there's got to be nerves both for everybody involved, and it's the first game for all. What in your mind is the best outcome beyond just wins and losses? What is the one thing that you can say, all right, this was a success? W aside, 2-0, because I know that's going to be your answer. It's a 2-0 win. Whatever happens. But what's the one thing you could learn a week from tonight that's going to make you feel better about the long-term success of these Mocs?
If we go out there and play as hard as we can possibly play for each other, and then the rest of it will take care of itself. And that's, I think the one thing we got through fall camp and we got better at, we try to be physical compared to how it was when I was here in the spring. I don't think these guys will mind hitting you, and I think they'll fight you. And if we can get done next Thursday and I can look them in the eye and told them I gave them everything I had to get them to that point and Thursday night. And if they can look me back and say, Coach, I laid it out there and gave it everything I had. And if we can do that, we're going to be okay. You know, I mean, I don't know if that means we win a bunch, lose a bunch, whatever, but there's got to be some trust in us as coaches. I mean, we're a new group. You know, everybody thinks you snap your fingers and you take over a football program and everything's going to go the right way. And it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't, because they're kids, just like we're people. I mean, we have a hard time trusting some of them now because, you know, you're like, are you sure he's going to do everything he's supposed to do when he's supposed to do it? And there's probably some concerns in the back of their minds as well. And there's going to be a bunch of adversity Thursday night and how we handle it with them and how they handle it with us. But I think if we can look at each other and say we did everything we could to win it, or whatever happens, and if we can look at each other and say that, then I'll be okay. Because I mean, that's, at the end of the day, if we're doing that, we're going to give ourselves opportunity to win, and then it's up to us to try and figure out how to get that done.
You're listening to UTC first-year coach Rusty Wright, whose Mocs open next Thursday night against Eastern Illinois inside Finley Stadium. Rusty, if you've got that 11th hour question that you need someone to answer, who in your background are you going to call?
Oh, there's a couple of folks. But, I mean, you know, I sit there. I mean, it just depends on what it's about. So, I mean, if it's football, there's a couple of guys. If it's something else, my wife, it's my dad. you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it just depends on what the question could be. I mean, if it's football, there's plenty of guys, and you know, I would probably call somebody more recently that's been a head coach within the last year or two than call, you know, Coach Nix or Coach Huseman. Their first game was 10 years ago. They were head coaches. They probably don't even remember, you know, Russ probably don't even remember what it was like to coach his first game. And so, I mean, you know, but it just depends on what the question would be, you know, who you look to and who you talk to. I may walk down the hall and ask for Mark June. I mean, you never know. I mean, that's just a thing. So.
And then finally, are you, as a player, whether you were an assistant, did you ever have any game day superstitions?
I don't eat on game day. I don't eat anything on game day. It doesn't matter if the game's at 10 or 7 o'clock. I don't eat. So,
is that because whatever you put down is not going to stay down?
Well, you know what? I just gave – when I was probably my third or fourth year of college, I'd eat a little bit. I might eat a roll or something at pregame. I'll drink plenty of Powerade, water, and all that kinds of stuff. But, I don't know. I just feel better if I don't eat now. When it's over, it's ugly because, I mean, I'm gorging on anything I can get my hands on, you know. But I don't eat on game day. So that's always been kind of my deal.
Gotcha. Interesting. All right. Well, listen, Rusty, best of luck next Thursday night, Eastern Illinois. Go see them inside Finley Stadium as the Rusty Wright era opens at UTC. Thank you so much, Rusty, for joining us here on Press Row.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good weekend.
All righty. Rusty Wright, the first-year coach of the Mocs, joining us. 648-1051 is the number. We'll revisit the Papa John's poll question when we come back. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.